Good morning. Welcome to our Friday morning devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we've been talking and praying about loving the children of any age, including our own age, as we love the child within us, God's child. And looking at different aspects of being a child of God and the things that he calls us to, the things that he calls us to be. And today we want to talk specifically about being children who worship God exclusively. And all kinds of scripture could have used for this, but chose one that's really to the point out of 1 John chapter 5. Verse 21, it simply says, "Dear children, keep yourselves from idols." So many times, as Christians, we hear that, and our mind goes in a certain direction that, in a sense, automatically excuses us from applying it to ourself. We think of idolatry, we think of Old Testament idolatry, we think of statues and images and things that people would call gods. And yet, I think the greater danger is the things that we worship, the things that we make idols that no one really refers to as being a god. And so in our mind, it's easy to let idolatry creep in, to have idols of a variety of types without thinking about it and without it ever crossing our mind that we are worshiping other things, and for many it's not that we're worshiping other things in place of God, we're simply worshiping other things in addition to God. And it becomes a very blurred action in our mind and in our life. It's not that God isn't important to the average Christian. It's the bigger question, is he the most important? And that's really where it comes down to, keeping ourselves from idols. And in a true sense of the word, an idol really can be anything or even anyone that we put in place of God, that we give the worship that God is due. Being children who worship God exclusively says that nothing else deserves what I give God. I'm not sharing that level of adoration. I'm not sharing that level of giving. I'm not sharing that level of myself. And living as those who keep away from idols says that nothing will rise to that position in my life. That there is a nature about my worship of God. There is a nature about my expression of worship that is different when it comes to God, because his love for me is different. His relationship with me is different. God's desire, and you go back to the beginning of what we refer to as the Ten Commandments, was that we would have no other gods before him, that he would not share that type of worship with anyone or anything else. There was always supposed to be an exclusiveness to who God is and how we interact with Him. And when we live life, perhaps some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves has to do with our priorities. What takes precedent? What comes before other things? And when it comes to worship, attributing worth to something, are there things that we give more worth to than we do to God? And I'm guessing anyone listening to this today probably immediately and automatically says, well, no. But is there? And how do we determine that? What priority do I put on spending time with God? And reading His Word and prayer and worshiping together with others. On doing the things that invest in that relationship. I think of the time that we spend doing a lot of things. And many times a lot of good things. But how does that compare to putting God first? And the great news about the Christian life is that God wants to be involved in all of it. And so the choices aren't nearly as, well, abrupt as we often might think they need to be. Sometimes we think we have to choose between something we enjoy and God. When in reality, God wants to be the center of that thing that we enjoy. Talked about this at various times. My wife and I enjoy the outdoors. We enjoy nature photography. We enjoy just the beauty of what God has created. And we can approach that in two ways. We can approach that simply from a perspective of our enjoyment, or we can approach it from a perspective of seeing God in the midst of it, of seeing it as a part of recognizing His worth, of involving Him in the actual activity of photographing, of hiking, of kayaking, of whatever it is. I think sometimes we hear this exclusiveness of God and we picture in our mind holed up in a monastery somewhere with a vow of silence and of poverty and of scarcity. I think throughout history and throughout our modern time, there are those that, for a variety of reasons, God has called to that. I'm not discounting that. But that's not all there is to worshiping God exclusively. As difficult as that would be, in some ways, it creates an ease if that's all you have. And so our desire ought to be to include God, to put Him first in everything. And so when I think about being a child of God who worships Him exclusively, I think about the recreation that I do. I think about the work that I do. I think about the leisure time that I have. Is God first in all of that? And sometimes, rather than tangible idols that kind of take His place, we end up making ourselves that idol. And our American culture has been very forceful at times in trying to convince us that we are number one, that we do deserve the best, that we deserve a break today. And in the midst of it, we lose sight of the fact that God is number one. God deserves our praise, our worship, our adoration, our time, our money, our talents, our being. And when we begin to grow in worshiping God exclusively, we begin to see how we worship Him and how we can worship Him in everything that we do. I guess I would say if there's something that we're doing that can't be worshipful, that can't acknowledge God and His presence, then we probably ought to seriously consider if it's something we ought to even be doing. Because God's presence never leaves us. And so He ought to be first. As we spend time praying today, I would encourage you to ask for God's help in evaluating how well you're doing at keeping away from idols. Ask God to, in a sense, clear your mind of the stereotypes of what idols might be, and to fully consider if there's anything that you've put above God or that you've even put equal to God. Pray about how you can worship God in the midst of everything. In the totality of your life, that He's first. That nothing comes before Him. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. And in Your love, You call us to exclusively be involved in worship that is only of You. That nothing would come before You, nothing would be equal to You. That You alone would receive our highest praise, our greatest worship. Father, today as we pray, may You help us to look deeply within ourselves, to consider anything that might be an idol, any action, any thing, any self that we put in Your place. And Father, help us to also examine how we can make You and acknowledge You as the top priority in everything that we do. Help us to look at our life's activities and to know Your presence in the midst of them and to worship You in the midst of them. whether it's in our workplace. And perhaps for many, that workplace isn't very good at acknowledging you, but help us to know that we still can and we still must worship you and praise you for the skill and the ability, the work that you've given us. May we see it as not only a means to provide for ourselves and our families, but as a means to have something to share, as a means to share Jesus. Father, for those things that we simply enjoy doing in our leisure time, help us to do those with an attitude of worship of you, that those very things don't become that idol that distracts us. Father, with all of the temptation to value things more than we value you, may we be on guard constantly. May we realize how idols creep into our life disguised as so many other things. May your Spirit convict us when we begin to elevate things to the point that they become as important to us as you are, even more important. And may that conviction bring a repentance and a change in our life. Father, may our desire and our practice both be to worship you exclusively. That none of the worth that we give to anything else would even compare to the worth that we give and ascribe to you. Father, may the way that we worship, may the way that we live, may the way that we work, may the way that we play honor Jesus. God, today as we live and work and play, may we worship you exclusively, and may we do so in such a way that we lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning, a devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.